For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wonderful, wonderful wash day news. Today, your dealer has an amazing new Oxidol that brings you everything you ever wanted in a laundry suds. New Oxidol washes your clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen to this vital fact. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds you've ever used. Deep clean, gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you have to do is rinse your clothes once, and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package, the Wonder Suds that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Fay's two-week visit to New York is drawing to an end, and the family is still waiting hopefully for news of Spencer Grayson. Meanwhile, we've heard some rather disturbing news about Spencer's one-time friend, Tom Wells. Because yesterday we learned that Tom had disappeared from his job at Al's Diner. Well, Shuffle has determined to find out what's happened to Tom. And so during his lunch hour, Shuffle's gone to Tom's boarding house. Now, as we join Ma and Willie at the lumberyard office, Shuffle hasn't come back yet. Ma's just coming back from her lunch.
Is that you, Ma?
Yes, Willie. I'm back from lunch. Did Shuffle come in yet?
Nope. Been quiet as a mouse here the last hour. In fact, all I did hear was a mouse. It's been pretty lonesome.
I'm so glad Shuffle thought of going over to Miss Foster's during lunchtime. She'll be able to give him news of Tom, even if Tom ain't there himself.
I don't know where else Tom could be if he ain't in his own room. He couldn't just up and leave town.
No, right. Around now, I shouldn't think he would. The way Joseph said he was looking so poorly the other night. He ain't fit to travel nowhere.
Well, there's no use worrying, Ma. Shuffle will be back any minute now, and we'll know what's what.
Yes.
Here, let me hang up those things for you.
Thank you, Willie, dear. Oh, yes, I do have something nice to tell you. I got another letter from Faye.
Oh, you did, Ma?
Mm-hmm. I found it at the house waiting for me when I got home to lunch.
Well, gosh, that's wonderful. Did she have any news? You know what I mean, about Spencer Grayson?
Well, Faye had quite a lot to tell about a party she went to. It is Mr. Grayson's boss gave the party.
Oh, boy, wait till Evie hears that.
Yes, I think Evie will enjoy this letter. Faye tells how everyone was dressed up like they was going to the opera, even though the party was in a private home.
Probably the kind of home a man like Mr. Grayson's boss would live in would be better than the opera. Yes. I don't mean bigger, but you know what I mean, maybe fancier.
Faye also said that the boss's wife was so nice to her.
Yeah, well, that's good, Ma.
It is good. Yes, Faye's having a real pleasant time, like we all hoped.
Did you bring the letter along with you?
No, I left it up in the bureau. But I'll make sure that Evie gets to see it. Either this afternoon, maybe, or maybe tonight.
I'll tell Evie you're going to stop over.
Yes, let's say right before Paulette's bedtime. I can give her a kiss goodnight.
Mr. Grayson's boss, huh?
Uh-huh.
Gosh, looks like everything's working out all right, Ma.
Well, I don't see how things can help work out, except good where our Faye is concerned. Her sweet way, it just makes things right all around her.
You think she's making a good impression, huh?
Oh, Willie, I think that Faye is making friends.
Friends with Mr. Grayson's boss, that's right. Friends that can do her a lot of good. Is somebody coming? Is that you, Shuffle?
Yep, it's me, all right. Hello, Ma.
Hello, Shuffle.
Listen, Shuffle, we got another letter from Faye.
Oh?
That is, Ma did, and things are looking up. Mr. Grayson's boss gave Faye a party.
Oh, Willie, Faye didn't say that the party was for her. Just that she went there with Mr. Grayson.
You had another letter from Faye, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fine, fine.
Shuffle, dear, you look tired. I hope you took time to eat lunch before you went round to see Tom Wales.
Yes, Ma, I had lunch.
Yeah, and I can tell you did get around to see Tom. And something is troubling you.
Well, it ain't exactly troubling me, Ma. Maybe I'm a little miffed that I couldn't do more for Tom, sick and down on his luck the way he is.
Oh, then he is sick, Shuffle.
Yeah, he's sick, Ma. That's why he ain't been to work the last couple of days.
Now, I knew there was some good reason. Tom Wells ain't the kind to just up and quit his job. He might be a little twisted because of things that you happened to him, but you could count on he'd do his work as long as he could.
Yeah, I guess that's about the size of it, Ma. He just ain't up to working right now.
Well, was you able to do anything for him, Shuffle?
Nobody can do anything for that fella. That's what makes me so mad. He's ornery enough when he's got his health, but flat on his back, well, he bristles all over worse than a porcupine.
Well, gosh, Shuffle, I thought Tom Wells and us got to be pretty good friends with that bicycle deal.
Oh, I guess he don't mean nothing personal. Only holding out a helping hand to Tom Wells right now is like grabbing a fistful of cactus.
Well, tell us what happened, Shuffle, dear. Now, maybe you was more help than it seems like.
Was he in bed? Has he seen a doctor? What does the doctor say?
Well, one question at a time, Willie. You see, I gulped down my lunch in a hurry, Ma, figuring that that'd give me more time to visit with Tom.
Yes, Shuffle, dear.
Well, then I went over to the boarding house. Miss Foster was home. She told me to go right on up. So I walked up them three dingy flights, and I knocked on Tom's door. It was down at the end of the hall. First, there wasn't no answer, but I knowed he was there. Then a gruff voice calls out from inside, "Who is it?" I told him it was me, Shuffle. It's me, Shuffle. I come to see you, Tom.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I didn't mean to get you out of bed.
What do you want, Shuffle?
Well, I heard you wasn't over at the diner for a couple of days, and Ma Perkins was a little... Well, for that matter, we was all anxious to make sure you was all right.
Well, I'm all right, since you've decided that's any of your business. Thanks, just the same.
Well, I just finished my lunch. Happened to have a few minutes before going back to the lumber yard. Say, you shouldn't stand there like this in the doorway, son. It's real drafty. Why don't you get back into bed and I'll come in for a few minutes? And then I got to get back to work. Can't take too long for lunch.
Thanks. I'm a little old and need somebody to tuck me in bed, don't you think?
I was wondering if you'd had your lunch, Tom.
Miss Foster brought me a sandwich.
Cough like that, you could use some good hot tea, maybe. Make me feel better if I could do something for you, Tom.
Thanks, but I'm not going to choke down a second lunch just to make you feel better.
Listen, Tom, have you seen a doctor?
I know what's the matter with me. You think this is the first time I've been knocked flat in the middle of a new job? Or do you think I take jobs that don't mean anything to me? At least I only lose out on the things I don't care anything about anyway. Will you get out of here and leave me alone?
Tom, this is me, Shuffle. Remember our bicycle?
How many times do I have to thank you for that?
Oh, Tom.
Oh, Shuffle. Oh, you sap. I'm sorry. Don't you see it's bad enough to live with myself without spoiling things for the decent people? I can't stand bringing misery to everybody around me. If I'm a useless half-baked wreck, all right, that's my funeral. I don't have to wish it on the first person that comes along with any kindness or generosity or... Please, Shuffle, get out of here.
Tom, take care of yourself, son. Try to get rid of that fever. Next time we can talk more sense.
I don't want any next time. I don't want any talk. Not now and not ever. Not ever.
That's what he said to me, Ma. Not now and not ever. And he closed the door in my face.
You mean you never even got inside Tom's room, Shuffle?
I never got an inch past the door, Willie. Tom had his foot stick in it there just like I was trying to sell him something.
I think it was very smart of you, Shuffle, to see how Tom had such a bad fever that he didn't hardly know what he was saying.
Oh, but tarnation, Ma. I felt like the worst blockhead. Standing there so helpless.
Only you did help.
Listen, Ma, I wanted to give that boy a good clout and pack him off to bed. But what could I do, Ma?
No, you did right, Shuffle. You made Tom see that he has friends. And I believe he really wants them. He needs them. Only right now he's bound that the world is against him because he's against his own self.
I never even got past the door.
You got way past the door, Shuffle. I do believe you got right to Tom's heart. You give him something to hang on to. Even when he's lying alone there in his room, how you wouldn't go away. And that's the beginning. Now, maybe tomorrow Willie will stop over just to say hello. If he has to call it right through the door.
Well, yeah, Ma, sure. That's a good idea.
And the next day maybe Joseph. And the next day...
And the next day maybe me. Sweet Jerusalem, Ma, a few insults can't stop a man like me.
And meanwhile, I'll talk to Miss Foster and make sure that Tom is getting enough to eat.
And maybe find out about a doctor, too, Ma.
Tom will see if he has friends.
Yes, Shuffle. Nobody has to be by themselves in this world. Not now. Not now, like Tom says. And not ever.
Ladies, now for the first time in wash day history, you can save rinsing and actually get your clothes deep clean. For new deep cleaning Oxidol gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. New Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and holds it in the water. And that's why, with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Remember, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning. Try new Oxidol next wash day. Ask your dealer for new Oxidol in the giant economy size that does most families' laundry for a whole month. So Ma Perkins' faith again comes to the fore in her certain trust that there is some way they can all help Tom Wells. And meanwhile, Faye seems to be having a really fine time there in New York, as Ma has believed all along. Well, there's more news about both Faye and Tom tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.